The following program is classified MA. It is recommended for an immature audience. It may contain strong language, adult themes, and nudity. But being a podcast, that's not going to be a problem, is it?
Welcome to Planet Beer, the beer show. It's all about the beer.
G'day, welcome to Planet Beer. Episode, I think we're up to 13 now.
Oh, my God.
We're veterans. But we're in Melbourne on our magical mystery tour, thanks to Matilda Bay, who sent us down here, all expenses paid, and we've been living it up.
Oh, yeah.
I know Dan has.
I'd like to see him get this one signed off.
That's right. But we've got their credit card. We're going crazy. But I'll introduce tonight's panel. It is Dan.
Hello.
Beautiful Kate. She's our ring-in
so
token
biased.
Female,
yes.
And of course myself, Jay. But we're at the Gun Island Hotel at Middle Park, I think it's called. It's down near Albert Park where the Formula One does its thing.
Yes.
They zip past here. Imagine sitting here.
I think you feel the drivers around here haven't forgotten when it finished.
That's right. And then the taxi drivers.
Yeah.
But we're sitting here by the fire on a lovely leather couch. And to prove it's leather, listen to this. That's not a fart. That is leather. But it's so cozy here, isn't it? It's cold, freezing cold outside.
Yeah,
you got to love the open fireplace.
Yeah, this place is beautiful.
Yeah.
I love the artworks. It's actually, if you look on the wall, it's actually real Matilda Bay artwork. I think they must have commissioned some artist to do some stuff. There's one called Intravenous Beer Man, I think it's called.
Yeah,
but it's actually got beer flowing through him. Also known as Dan, I think.
Yeah. What it likes, you go take nice a bone out and it buzzes and zaps you.
Is it? And the teeth on the walls.
That's
teeth. That's a good one. That's right above us, actually, right next to the fire here. You can see the teeth moving right now.
Beautiful.
But the guys here, the staff are unreal.
Yeah.
What's his name, the manager that we just spoke to?
Steed.
I keep getting his name mixed up.
Steed, as in S-T-E-D-E.
Oh.
As
in a horse.
I thought it was S-T.
Hung like
double
a
E-D.
Hung like a steed.
I could be wrong. We'll get back to you on that.
We're not renowned for our spelling.
No, I'm pretty sure it's the first.
But warm-up beers, what are you drinking over there, Kate?
I'm having a Barking Duck.
A Barking Duck.
And enjoying it immensely.
Not a Parking you. Dug, like you said before.
Would you believe it's my first beer and I'm already slurring.
Yeah, there'll be a few Barking Dugs later on.
That's a Matilda Bay beer, isn't it?
It is.
What are you drinking, Dan?
I'm on the same. I saw Kate go and I thought, yeah.
Yeah, that's because you had some of that at the Garage Brewery, which we went to today, which we'll talk about later on. But I'm drinking a Dog Bolter. They've got all the Matilda Bay range here on tap at the Gun Island, which is about seven beers.
Yep.
Well, they've got more than seven beers, but they've got the whole Matilda Bay range, which looks great. And so, you've got to get on down there. If you're not from Melbourne, well, if you are from Melbourne, it helps to get down there a lot easier. But if you're visiting Melbourne, you've got to get in a taxi and get down there. They'll get you here real quick too, like the ones out front there, the Formula One ones. But anyway.
Mario Al Ralphi.
We've been down here. This is our second day in Melbourne, and we had a big day yesterday, which was basically pub crawling. And where'd we go? We went to the Young and Jackson.
Wine Jays.
Let's talk about that first.
How good were the lounges there?
I know.
Oh, that was upstairs.
The thing, it's so cold here. Like, it's, I think the top.
4 degrees. Oh, no, I beg your pardon.
No, the top today was
10.9.
Right. 10.
Oh. 10.9.
To be exact.
It had a low, and the low was 10. So it was cold, but I think the secret is rug up, find a nice cozy pub like the Young and Jackson, and curl up and
drink responsibly.
Which is opposite Flinders Street Station for those who do not know.
Famous artwork, Jase?
Yes, Chloe.
I saw you were betrothed by that.
Yeah, well, it's funny. You know, like today, a modern day version of that would be a Pamela Anderson pinup on the wall.
Yeah.
But who would have thought a naked virgin on a wall of a pub would be so popular?
I know.
You know?
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
No,
well, apparently she hadn't either.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful painting. It's
massive. That's the thing that surprised me, how big it was.
Yeah, I was expecting a little, like the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
And you get there and it's like, what?
It's floor to ceiling.
There's the real one. Yeah, pretty much. But the couches that we were sitting on, right next to it, you just look up and naked woman. Great. Reminds me of... No, it's... We won't go into that. But what, Young and Jackson, and then we finished up there, had a few beers
there. We had dinner.
We had a naked ale there too, which was really nice. And then we went across to
Transport.
Was it dinner? No, we went to dinner.
Cookies.
You see, this is what a pub crawl is when you can't remember what order you went to places.
We figured we had to get some food into us, so we headed down to Cookies in Swanston Street. What was that? It's a tram going by or something. Wind. Is that a tram? But we ended up going to Cookies for dinner. And like, it's in Swanston Street. I don't know what number it is.
252.
252 Swanston Street.
Yes, it was in the mid.
It's just a door, basically. And you go upstairs to the next level, and it's funky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Every beer that I could ever dream of was there.
About a million books.
Yeah, it was like the Bible of beers. And the hardest thing was trying to pick which beer to have. That's the thing. They should have, like I said to someone the other day, they should have, your beer menu should be one beer.
Yep.
And if you don't like that, go to the next pub until you find the beer that you want. Mm. Too many decisions. I get.
There was 20 pages in that beer book.
Easily. But we had dinner there, which was a Thai restaurant upstairs there, which is, you couldn't imagine, but it wasn't like any other Thai that I've ever had before. Mm. And that was the couch again there, just in case you're wondering. So, we had a good time. And then we left there to
St.
Jerome's. Now, this is weird because Roscoe from Matilda Bay gave me these sort of secret directions. Mm. And it was like, come out of Cookies, look to your left, and there was a laneway. And go down that laneway, and then there's another laneway to the right. So go down there, past the dumpsters.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what the hell? So we're heading down down the laneway there. I'm thinking, I'm ready to get mugged.
Yeah.
Not that Melbourne's unsafe, but
we were ready to turn around, thinking it can't be anything up this way.
And then Kate and Dan were doing some weird Michael Jackson Thriller impersonation. And then all of a sudden we found this doorway which said St. Jerome's on it, and there we went in there. We met up with Greg from in Yarraville Tonight, which was great to catch up with him. Good podcast, check it out. And we had a few beers there.
It was a very bohemian crowd, that one, wasn't it?
That was funky because
the spoken word music getting played.
Yeah, you're sitting out in the alleyway in the back, near the dumpsters. There weren't any dumpsters, of course, but that's where they would be if they were there. And played funky music.
Open roof.
It was really cool. Like, if you can find it, good luck.
Yeah.
But it's one of those places, those best hidden secrets in Melbourne. But
definitely worth having a look.
Yeah, and then we went from there to Transport,
which
is across from Flinders Street Station, diagonally across from the Young and Jackson, which is pretty cool. I enjoyed that.
Culturally opposite to St. Jerome's.
Oh, was it ever? Like, it almost, we were worried because we didn't have suit and tie.
Yeah.
So, but then don't forget, it was, Monday night. So guys have been finishing work and going straight to there as you would. So that was pretty cool. But anyway.
Very, very funky.
It was very funky. Now, we've spoken enough about our trip. We've got a lot more to talk about on tonight's show. So we'll have a real quick break. And when we come back, we're going to do our first road test of the Matilda Bay Pale Ale, which is on tap here at the Gun Island Hotel. So we'll be right back here on Planet Beer.
When a voiceover is this deep, it could only be for Carlton Draft. Because a man should never have to hear words like barley, hops and yeast in a namby-pamby girly voice. And that's where I come in. Just the cold, hard facts. Then I just go home, eat a steak and build up my energy for the next time. Carlton Draft. Made from beer.
Welcome back. Planet Beer from Gun Island Hotel in Melbourne. And we're just about to do our road test number one for the night, which is the Alpha Pale Ale from Matilda Bay. Dan went and got us, how many of these? Three of these, because there's only three of us here. But
wanted to get six.
Yeah. What's that?
So we could just go straight from one to the other.
I know, but it's a very, what would you, colour would you call that?
It's a rusty nail colour.
Very dark honey.
See, it's funny. I think it's, for a pale ale, it's definitely, like you said before, it's a dark.
Yeah.
It's not as pale as I would expect a pale ale look. But I think...
It hasn't got much of that yellow on it. It's more of a ambery.
But I might be getting mistaken with a Indian pale ale.
Yes.
or an APA?
IPA.
Well, you got the IPA as the Indian one. The APA is the American Pale Ale, which is the thing. But because we don't have a beer expert with us to tell us the difference, because Brennan is actually out on out the road at the moment
in
Hawaii.
Out on assignment.
Yes, doing some research for us in Hawaii. So I think there's more surfing than there is research going on there, because he's a bit of a cowbunga dude sort of dude. He is from Hawaii.
Saltwater beer.
But he's away. We're down here in Melbourne, you know, sort of testing beers, and we'll get his advice when we need it, when he comes back. But this one's the Alpha Pale Ale. What flavours, what tastes do you reckon you're getting, guys? I think it's very flowery, as in florally.
Just having a bit of a sip.
Citrus, but that malty thing is still there. And I prefer malty beers.
There might be some salt. Someone talk while I'm drinking this.
The interesting thing about it is the hops are added both early and late in the boil, which means it's going to, maintain that hop taste because they don't get time to boil off.
Sounds very technical.
Mm. Very bitter.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's bitter. It's like, have you ever eaten hops? Like Brennan, episode number 3, I think it was, got me to eat some raw hops, and it's exactly that. It's a bitterness that you get back of your tongue sort of thing. But it's a nice beer. This is, like I said, it's not... it goes nicely by the fire.
Yeah.
Crackling
this
away.
This is one of those beers I would say, like, really cold. It's great.
It's probably why it sells probably so well down in Melbourne compared up there in Queensland. Because, like I said, even our winters aren't that cold.
No.
But
it's going down very nicely.
Yes. I couldn't live in here. I'd drink more if I lived in here.
I'd go to the toilet more. The cold weather's making me go to the toilet. But I'm not even going to rate this. I think we should stop rating beers.
Yeah.
Because it's unfair.
I'm going to give it a drinkability factor of 8.
Drinkability. Yeah. So
I'm still going to give it a 4. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
Out of 5. Yeah, no, it is
my first rating.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the rating board.
It's a quality beer. Now, Kate, you've got something over there, something for us about beer and birthdays or something like that?
I found another use for beer. Aside from drinking, I found another use for it. You can now use beer to help tell your age. Now, I've got a bit of an experiment to do with you, Dan.
Oh.
So you may want to grab some paper and a pen and jot this down, okay?
Me a pen.
I better give you a pen. That would help. There you go. You got a piece of paper there.
I wore it on the back of this coaster.
Fabulous. Okay, and some of you may need a calculator during the process too. Maybe not straight away, but a bit later. But basically, this just takes less than a minute to do and is very easy by answering the following. So got your attention.
Oh, you got it.
Okay, firstly, you need to write down the number of times a week that you would like to drink beer. Now, there is a bit of a catch, though. It needs to be more than once, but less than 10.
You're going to have to lie there, dude.
In other words, Daniel's right off the graph with that one.
Do you want my answer?
No.
No.
Then you need to multiply this figure by 2.
Yep.
Add 5 to this number.
104. Oh, sorry. Add 5.
Add 5 to this number.
Yep.
Okay, now this is where the calculator might come in a bit handy. You need to now multiply that number by 50.
Oh.
He's reaching for the calculator.
Yeah. Which I just happened to bring with me. I'm a dork. Righto.
Okay. Now, if you have had your birthday already this year, you need to add...
I had to use a calculator for that. Go on. Sorry.
Okay. Now, Dan, you ready?
Yep, go.
Okay, so if you've had your birthday already this year, you need to add 1756 to that. So 1756. Now, I know for a fact, Daniel, that you have had your birthday. For those of you playing at home, though, if you haven't had your birthday already this year, you need to add 1755.
Oh, of course, 1755.
Yeah. Now, all right. Now, Dan, with that number that you have, you need to subtract the 4-digit year that you were born. So what would that be?
I'm allowed to say that.
Oh, you can say that, yeah. 1976.
1994.
What year were you born?
1976.
76?
Yeah, making me feel very old.
Like 1 year old when Star Wars came out.
And I was there. What minus that?
Okay. Alrighty, now.
I hope you're all doing this at home.
I don't know whether that's looking right at the moment. I think my theory's about to actually go down the drain. But you should be left with a three-digit number, which I can see. Now, the first number represents the number of times a week that you want to drink beer. Would that be correct?
That was right, yes.
Right? Which was?
Seven.
And the next two numbers are supposed to be your age. But, Dan, I think we've made a bit of an error there.
Yeah, only by one.
So I think maybe in a break later we might recalculate that just to see whether Daniel's actually wrong. But now this calculation, providing it works, and we'll confirm that later on, is...
maybe my mother lied to me.
She might, yeah.
Are you saying you were born in 1977?
Yeah.
You could be Star Wars boy.
To get me an extra pension or something, I don't know.
Well, anyway, we'll confirm whether that does. I'm sure I've done it for myself and it's worked. And I think I tested on Jason. Well, it's only valid for this year, so you might want to spread the message while it lasts. But I think Narelle, one of my mates, my workmates, who sent me that email, and yeah.
Thanks, Narelle. Cool. Anyway, what else would you, today, like we're in our trip. This is our Melbourne trip for everyone who's just tuned in now. Like, just tuned in. It's not like it's on the radio in the car and they've just done channel surf. But we're here at the Gun Island Hotel. But today, earlier, we went down to the Garage Brewery, which was which is Matilda Bay's brewery down here in Melbourne, in an industrial estate in the Dandenongs, which it's beautiful up there too, nice and cold. It got colder the further we got out of Melbourne. But so I'm looking over at Dan here. He's not paying any attention. He's still trying to get that calculation right. But
did it work?
Yeah.
He must have made a boo-boo, even with a calculator.
Oh, no, I changed the number.
He always cranks
instead of drinking seven times, I just thought I'd drink three times, but continuously.
There you go.
And they worked out right.
Okay. Anyway, there you go, everyone. You can test that one at home.
Cool. Well, anyway, we were at the Garage Brewery, as I was saying, and we had a chat with the head brewer there, Brad Rogers.
Champion.
And this is what Brad had to say.
So, Brad, tell us what your job title is.
Dan, my title is the Malt, Hops and Water Guy.
What does that mean?
I'm pretty much the head brewer for Matilda Bay. So Matilda Bay has a brewery that's 21 years old in North Fremantle in Western Australia. And today we're sitting in Matilda Bay's newest brewery, which is what we've called the Matilda Bay Garage Brewery here in Melbourne.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, the whole idea for us, we wanted to have a brewery here on the East Coast. We've put this brewery together. We've called it the Matilda Bay Garage Brewery, and it's all about, you know, a guy with his guitar sitting in the corner strumming away, you know, coming up with the latest, greatest chord, you know, but at the end of the day, he really wants to play Wembley. So, you know, we're certainly annoying a few people, but, you know, we've got the capability here to be able to produce some pretty amazing small batches of beer. You know, our batches here at the garage are about, you know, 2,500 litres, whereas in Western Australia, you know, it's about 25,000 litres.
Yeah, right.
You know, so quite a bit bigger than, you know, than what we've got here. But in saying that, you know, we've got a pretty decent brew length of 2,500 litres into 20 fermenters. Our fermenters are actually able to hold two brews. So what that's saying is, you know, we've got a whole bunch of capacity here to be able to do a whole bunch of interesting things.
And what's the main titles we bring out of here?
Out of the garage, probably our biggest brand at the moment is Rooftop, our Rooftop Red Lager. We're also doing the Alpha Pale Ale. We're doing the Dog Bolter. Dog Bolter is a Munich dark lager. And probably our most recent bit of success is our Barking Duck. A Barking Duck is a Belgian farmyard ale in the Saison style. We've had some good success around the world, picking up some medals in both in the US with the World Beer Cup and picking up the specialty trophy in New Zealand for Barking Duck as well. So yeah, doing pretty well around the country.
Who came up with the name Barking Duck?
Well, I mean, being a pretty small team with Matilda Bay, you know, we've only got seven people around the country. Being such a small team, we all chip in. We all chip in with our ideas. And Barking Duck, the name came from the ingredients. The barking piece, we add cassia bark as one of our spices, so barking bark. Duck, it's a farmyard ale. What's on a farmyard? Ducks. That's pretty much as simple as it is. We try and stick primarily to our brewing skills, not too much to our beer naming skills.
Marketing skills.
So really it could have been anything. It could have been a barking cow, barking goose.
we, Yeah, I mean, the nice thing is with us, I mean, we've got pretty much flexibility to do anything. We could have called that anything. Maybe for the next one, we'll get you guys to pick up a couple, give you a bit of a scope and you can have a crack.
That'd be great. Yeah.
I was worried you were going to say it actually contained a duck, fermented duck.
That'd be nice. If you like a Chinese meal, I'll have the barking duck with the Peking. Yeah. You could change it around, the Peking duck, Peking dog.
There we go. I've
that works.
Yeah, they sell that down the valley. Number 62.
If you ask the right questions, you get it.
Now, you said Matilda Bay is 21 years old. Did you do anything special for that?
Yeah, we did a special brew just last year. You know, we brewed a dark wheat beer called a Dunkelweizen, and we brewed that with the iconic yeast that we use in Redback. We also brewed Dogbolter, and what we did with this Dunkelweizen and the Dogbolter, we blended them together to create what we called our Matilda Bay 21st birthday beer. Or MB21. We didn't do all that many. We only did about 1,000-odd bottles. It wasn't for sale. We pretty much used it as a gift for people that have been able to help Matilda Bay over the last 21 years, and we gave it back to people. Being the brewer, I've certainly kept a few in the cool room myself, and what we've actually done through our website is suggested if people wanted to donate some money, not to us, but donate some money to a charity, you could jump on the website and you know, tell us what charity you wanted to donate some money to, and we're going to get everyone together and hand some bottles out.
It's a great idea. The with the MB21, I noticed I've seen a bottle of it. Is that a standard? Is that a champagne bottle? Or
is the standard MB21 is a 750ml bottle. Luckily, being the brewer, we also did a handful of magnums as well, and they're, you know, 1.5-liter bottles as well. So.
Mm, oh, 1.5. The other thing,
handy drinking size.
Is it common to mix two styles of beer together to get a beer?
No.
Was it an accident? Someone actually put it in the wrong vat and go, hey, there's that MB21.
No, we did it absolutely on purpose. I mean, as I said, I mean, Redback and the yeast that we use to produce Redback is a true Southern German wheat beer yeast. And then Dogbolter, the other pretty much iconic brand for Matilda Bay, being a lager. So I suppose the difference for us in a brewery and the challenging thing was to actually blend both the lager and the ale together. And what we did is we actually used the Dogbolter to bottle condition our MB21. So what that means is we've got a fermenting beer, okay, that we've added to a beer that's already fermented. We put it into a closed bottle. We crown sealed the 750ml bottles. It went through a bottle conditioning phase. It's unfiltered and it's unpasteurized. And what that means, it's alive in the bottle. So the yeast is fermenting away, creating the CO2 and conditioning that beer in that bottle. So every time you open the bottle, that's the bottle that's been secondary fermented in.
All right.
Sounds good. Well, thank you very much, Brad, for having us here today. We've been bopping to the music out there. And we look forward to sampling some of your product very soon.
Well, that was Brad Rogers there, the head brewer at Matilda Bay Brewery, the garage brewery, actually, at the Dandenongs.
Out the back.
Out the shed.
Out the shed. Big shed.
Yes. Well, it has to be big because he's a big boy.
I want to show you about this.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to test drive the MB21 that Brad spoke about, the special edition beer that's unavailable to purchase unless you're buying it through a charity. And we'll tell you what we think of it. We'll be right back here on Planet Beer, live from Melbourne, Gun Hotel, Gun Island Hotel.
Both of them.
Welcome back to Planet Beer, Melbourne edition, coming to you from the Gun Island Hotel in Middle Park in downtown. Well, it's not really downtown, it's towards the water, isn't it?
I don't know.
For a second, I thought I was the only one here.
I think we're near a lake.
I was singing on the way over.
Well, we're near Albert Park Lake, so we're near some water.
Yeah, there's water here. I think it's across the road there. There's sort of like a tram line that goes across, but anyway, we're down this way. I don't know. We're like tourists. Lucky I got my nav man in the hire car, because otherwise we would have been stuffed.
We not only have nav man, we have nav Dan.
Yeah.
He likes to keep up with the nav man by using the old the lovely Melways, which is, of course, Melbourne's fantastic road directory.
Let it be known that I beat it. Once or twice.
Yeah, it's funny. And then when the nav man said to go a certain way, Dan disputed it. He goes, hang on. I think it's wrong.
And then I threw the book.
Yeah, but we're test drive number two.
Oh, yeah.
I I lost track of how many test drives we're doing because we've had so many in between.
We had a starter.
That's right, and we've had those little warm-up ones and the other ones and all those other things. But it's the Matilda Bay MB21. It's in a, you can't buy this. It's not on tap here, so don't ask for it. But it's in a beautiful champagne-looking bottle. It's wax sealed by Brad. Now, he was telling us that he wax sealed every single one of these, I think about 1,000 bottles that they did.
Yep.
And the drip always has to face to the front.
Yep.
He did that on purpose. He said he was a bit anal when it came to that. We won't go into his personal life. I thought it was strange that he even bothered to tell us that. Because I think he had it hot for you too, Dan. Because the way he was looking at you. But anyway.
So that was because I was stealing beer.
That's right. I got my eye on you. But sorry, to talk about the beer. We were drinking the beer straight from the vats.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that, is it?
Only way to do it.
That's where I first discovered the Barking Duck.
Yeah, straight out of the thing. But it was, I reckon, they were refrigerated anyway, weren't they? But I reckon it was so cold there that they could have turned that off and saved themselves some electricity because
it was a cold.
That would have been. Maybe it's chilled there to actually stop it from freezing.
That's right.
Otherwise,
it's actually
be frozen,
keeping the temperature.
Bringing it
up,
down.
Up.
Up.
Yeah.
Up. You're right. Yeah. But anyway, before we try this beer, this great beer, we're going to cross to Walt in the newsroom. Over to you, Walt.
Thanks, Jason. Carlton United Breweries have called in the experts recently after rogue boonie dolls across the nation have come back to life and started speaking again. The dolls, in the image of legendary cricketer David Boone, were designed to pipe up during the one-day cricket series, but people from Brisbane to Perth reported their figurines fired up again. They've begun asking for more nachos and beer. The brewery says it's not a publicity stunt and assures us the dolls can't think for themselves. Traditionally, beer is served in pots, schooners, tankards, stubbies, cans, pints and steins. But now, add a bath of beer to the list. It's the latest fad in the Czech Republic. A brewery has introduced beer baths in its hotel to lure tourists away from its rivals in the health spa industry. Talk about having your cake and drinking it too. And in our beer show Health Watch, a beer specialist says the stuff made on hops is a better choice than wine for health-conscious boozers. Professor Charles Bamworth says beer, if you looked at it holistically, is healthier than wine, but it's not perceived that way. Beer contains soluble fiber, vitamin B12, folic acid, niacin, antioxidants, and no fat. The hard liquor component of beer has the same magic artery unblocking prowess as wine.
Thanks for that, Walt. Look at him over there. He brings the booth with him and everything. It's a little newsroom.
How do you get that on the plane?
I don't know.
I think it's inflatable.
And
very lifelike, though.
While I do this, Dan's going to talk to you. I'll tell you what I'm... Well, Dan, describe what I'm doing.
Jason, right at this very moment, is flapping his arms like a chicken. Now he's about to cut himself with a knife whilst he removes the wax seal from our bottle of MB21. Like he said, you can't buy this. This is highly exclusive. We got it, you don't. Ha ha. But Jason is into it. And so doing it, making an absolute mess of it.
I've done what Brad said. He said you got to cut the wax from around underneath the cap here.
Yep.
Because you don't want to have wax pouring into
your
No.
We want to avoid that.
Contrary to what people say.
Did you say to remove the wax then, or did he just open it? I didn't open it.
At the time, I was trying to get a carton of beer into my back of the car, so I wasn't really paying attention. Oh, there you go. I think you've done it, Jase.
Yeah.
Jase has done it.
Okay, the lid is open now. We're going to pour it.
It's a girl.
Pour now, this should be... Oh, I forgot to tip it upside down. Because it's got all the yeast still sitting on it.
Give it a swizzle.
Oh, dear.
Just swizzle it around.
We could end up with a champagne-style event here.
No, that'll work. That's fine. It only takes one shake.
A few patrons at this place are looking at us as if we're a bit odd.
Yeah.
Could be the fact we've got some headphones on.
They're just jealous that we've got this big bottle of beer. They probably think we're a bunch of...
What's that?
Champagne lovers sitting on
you. Okay, so here we go. Going to pour it.
Pouring away. Now, we are telling you now, this is a wax-free pour. Jason's done... Oh, that's dark.
That's a dark
That's chocolatey. That looked like chocolate. Jason, smell.
Oh, no, sorry. That was good.
or like, oh.
That's a nice pour too.
It's looking good.
Looks like Coke.
I was about to say that, actually.
That's how dark it is, everyone.
It's like, looks like Coke with ice cream in it, like a spider.
Mm.
And I love spiders.
Mm,
especially
like
beer.
Yes, I don't exactly like the eight-legged kind.
Okay, well, I've poured it. It looks great. It looks, it's dark, hold not to the light, very, very dark.
It's absorbing the light, that's how dark it is.
It's very dark. And it's got a nice,
can't see through it.
Creamy, off-white coloured head to it. I can't see any yeast floating around, but there's got to be yeast in there because it's got a second fermentation process within the bottle here. But here you go, Dan.
I think it's
here's
just
your
so dark you can't see it. Thank you, sir.
Here you go, Kate. Here's yours.
Lovely.
And
that was me sniffing.
Your sinuses are affected since we landed.
That is like no beer I've ever
tried. Yeah, wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
I'd tell you to do yourself a favour, but you can't.
They still have some bottles available, I think. If you check out their website at matildabay.com.au, matildabay.com as well.
And you have to be hot.
Yeah, but apparently it goes really well with boar and duck.
Boar?
As in wild boar.
Wild boar.
I was having boar just the other night and I thought to myself, I need a beer.
I could go with beer right now, but not any beer.
No.
But
something
it's
only
very
I can
interesting. It actually reminds me of a wine almost.
Yeah,
like
it's got a
taste, like you were drinking a really nice wine.
It's got.
Ooh. Do the breathe.
Nearly came out my nose. It's very
Jace, what were the two styles that were blended that Brad spoke about?
Oh, come on.
Anyway, those.
Well, it's a French style. It's it's a Sass, we've got something like that.
Sasquatch.
Isn't that Bigfoot?
Oh,
tastes like Bigfoot.
We won't go there.
But it is suggested that you have it with a, I think it's even on the bottle.
Venison.
I thought I saw the word. Yeah. Savour with duck, venison or boar, wild boar. Mm. Well, we've got one boar here. His name's Dan. So it does taste good, doesn't it?
Oh, it goes well with me, baby.
I'm smelling it.
I can't quite put a taste description on that.
Other than to say... It's one to be savoured, I believe.
But dark.
I reckon it's got a port-like taste.
Yes.
You know, if this is the beer to sit by the fire with.
Yes.
Sip this away.
Yep.
What's
after
the alcohol content?
Duck.
What is the alcohol content? 6.6. So it's a heavy.
Or if you drink a Magnum by yourself right before a boar hunt, you'll be
you'd shoot yourself like that American politician did.
We're all about responsible drinking, Dan.
Yeah. Don't mix drinking with guns.
With boar hunting.
And don't spill a drink.
Unless you're at the Gun Island, of course. Right. Which where we at down here in Melbourne. But
nice segue, Jason.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. But that's about it for tonight. I think we've had a big day yesterday and we've had a big day today and we're going to have another big day tomorrow thanks to the guys at Matilda Bay. And like I said, get on down to Melbourne. Like I said, the pubs down here, really, no offence to Brisbane, but
that's one of those Club 10 places.
What's that?
Club 10.
Club 10.
The club with an X after. Isn't that Roman numerals?
Yeah, what's a something show? Peep show? I don't know what that is.
What is that?
Keep it clean.
Yeah. But that's another beautiful thing about Melbourne as well. They've got lots of culture. But but it's been a great trip. We've had some great food, great beers. Like the pubs down here just really leave Brisbane for dead. Like there's some great pubs in Brisbane, don't get me wrong, but not on every street corner like there is here in the CBD of Melbourne. And I'm sure there's some out there in the burbs as well.
It's chockers with culture.
It's like yogurt full of culture. But anyway, you have a good one. We've had a good one. Remember to, these beers are all available apart from MB21, but they're all available through your normal bottle shops as well. They're not just on tap.
Worth a try, definitely.
Definitely. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Like I said, we're spending more time talking about beer now than we were in the past. So I hope you enjoyed it. Remember to give us some feedback at feedback@thebeershow.com. Tell your friends to register at the beer club. It's free, and we can keep you up to date where we're going to be. There's lots of things happening now. We look forward to Brennan coming back and telling us about his trip to Hawaii.
Aloha.
And what he got up to. So it's adios.
My shout. No, Jason. Your shout.
Mate, you wouldn't shout if a shark bit you.
No.
Anyway, this is Planet Beer. Good night.
Night.